Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I want to introduce you to my next guest. He's Ireland's most famous children's author. His Artemis Fowl series of books has sold over 25 million books worldwide. More importantly of all, he's a very proud Wexford man, a true yellow belly. It's great to welcome Owen Colfer to Down to Business. Owen, you're most welcome.
Thanks, Bobby. It's nice to be with you. I listen to you a lot, so it's nice to actually meet.
Good man. Well, great to talk to you. And I'm sorry it's not actually in person, but tell me, Owen, about your Wexford roots. I understand your father was a historian and a teacher, so the culture around Wexford, and especially Wexford town, must be very close to your heart.
It is. I mean, I had an amazing childhood, for many reasons, but the top three being that my parents were very kind of liberal and arty. My dad was a painter and a historian and a teacher, and my mom was an actress and a writer and also a teacher. So we grew up then with that belief that art and storytelling and history were really very important elements of our lives. And also we grew up in Wexford, which had the unusual distinction of having an international opera festival, with which my parents were involved, and they were also involved in the Fringe Festival, the dramas that went on. So at a very early age, I remember being submitted to be one of the extras in the operas. So, I'd spent time, running across the stage wearing wigs and costumes and just thinking what an amazing magical world this is. And I thought every town was the same.
Wow.
As I grew older, that Wexford was quite unique. So that was the third element, I think, of my happiness was living in Wexford town.
It's
a wonderful place.
You traveled quite a bit before you wrote the books. I know you spent time in Saudi, Tunisia, Italy. Was there elements there that found their way into the books as well as the underground living in Wexford when you... Was it all based on growing up firstly in Wexford and then your experience traveling to these wonderful, I suppose, unique destinations?
Yeah, the last one, Tunisia, was where we ended up, I suppose, at the end of our traveling journey. Jackie, my wife, and I, Jackie's also a teacher, and we were teaching over there in the British Gas School in Tunisia. And we were doing some work with this local orphanage, which was called, very strange name, it was called a psychotic farm. And it was where they gave children who were living on the street and who were having psychotic episodes, they kind of brought them into this very ramshackle farm and gave them animals to look after. And it was the most incredible place, run by volunteers, where these, really children who had real mental health issues were given an animal to mind. It could have been a turkey or a little goat or something like that. And the effect on the children was amazing.
Wow.
That it was like the no capital version of swimming with the dolphins in Switzerland. So we did a lot. We did work fundraising for them and trying to help out as we could. That whole scenario made it into my first book, which is called Benny and Omar, and was about an Irish boy from Wexford, actually, who goes to Tunisia in 1996, which, as you will know, was the year Wexford won the All-Ireland. So
very painful to talk about that as a Kilkenny man.
Well, I think you have plenty of years you can talk about, so you're not doing too badly. But the whole setup was that this boy, Benny, he was hurling mad, but he was going to miss the final because his dad got a job in North Africa in Tunisia. So lifted directly from my traveling experience. And since then, I've used everything. I've used the Salty Islands in a book called Airman, where I put a kingdom on it. Wexford has featured several times. And as has my travels to Italy and France, I used the town we lived in Italy and France, and indeed Saudi too, in the books. So I've really benefited from that traveling.
And the secret underground civilization that features in the Artemis Fowl series, does that tie back to your childhood in Wexford?
Oh yeah, I mean, my dad and mom were great. They were both involved in the arts, but they were great storytellers, and it's such a great gift. And back in the days when we would drive around the country in our four Renault four, with five boys in the back, to keep us quiet, there was no audiobook, so mom and dad would just make up stories and tell us stories. And that is when I realized the power of storytelling. You know, that this imagination could quell the five fellas pucking each other in the back seat,
Yeah.
and we'd all sit still and listen to the story for an hour and a half. So that's where my storytelling, love of storytelling came from. And it was all about magic and fairies, and the legends of Ireland and Cú Chulainn and Fionn Mac Cúil and all this. So that's the area I wanted to get into. When I grew up and I was teaching in Wexford, I kind of compiled my own versions of the legends so I could tell them to the kids in the school. And it was a small jump then from there to just writing my own stories entirely.
Yeah, and life's often about good timing, Owen. The fact that the Harry Potter series was out around when it was 2001 or that, you came around the same time or maybe just afterwards, so there was an appetite out there for fantasy and such books.
Well, you're exactly right. It really fortuitous for me, because when I was working away on the first Artemis Fowl book, Harry Potter wasn't out. But then when Harry Potter came out, I think about 6 months, or the second one came out about 6 months before me, and so the publishers were actively looking for a book to kind of hype up as the next Harry Potter. And if you hadn't started that book, you weren't ready. But I was there, like, I've got a book, I'm ready to go.
Good man.
It got picked up, and it was called. I had another lucky stroke, Bobby, because the papers picked up on it, and they didn't call it the next Harry Potter. They called it the anti Harry Potter. And the thing that what's lucky about that is, if you're the next Harry Potter and you don't sell 10 million copies in your first book, then you're kind of not the next Harry Potter. But you can be the anti Harry Potter for a few books, and that's what happened with me. Like, the first book did really well, but I was given a chance. It was like releasing an album in the old days. They gave me a few shots at it, and by the third book, then it was a big bestseller in its own right.
Yeah.
So I was lucky there. And J.K. Rowling definitely opened the door for me all over the world.
Somebody described the series to me as Die Hard with the fairies, which was good for my kind of fantasy intellect.
Yeah, I know that I said that. I remember saying that in the very first interview I did about the books. I said it's kind of like. I think I had just seen Die Hard the night before, and I just thought, you know, it's all set in one building, and the building is under siege. So I said, well, it's kind of like Die Hard with fairies, and that just got picked up on. And here, the book is out 25 years next year, and that phrase is still going around. So the power of a good, a good phrase is undeniable.
So what about your production these days, Owen? I presume you're not, are you writing books? Have you another one coming out, or have you slowed
Oh
down a
yeah,
bit?
I have slowed down a bit. I mean, I'm 60 this year, so at one point I was putting out three, four, and even 1 year I put out five books, and that's just too many, and nobody wants five books. So I try and do one novel and one picture book a year, and I have people like collaboration is actually great for keeping you going, and
Yeah.
I work with people like Andrew Donkin, and our own much lauded PJ Lynch is a good pal of mine, and also we have I think our fourth book coming out next year, so that kind of thing keeps me going. So
Yeah.
I hope to have two books a year for the foreseeable future.
And still living in Wexford?
No, we're actually well. We spend about half our time down there, but our boys went to school in Monkstown, so
Right.
we're there mostly, even though they're long finished their school. We're there most of the time. We love it, but we're only 90 minutes from Wexford. Actually, as we speak, Jackie's down there at the moment. So, hello to Jackie, and see you soon.
Well, listen, thanks for joining us, Owen. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah, you're a great inspiration. The kids love your books, as do my, and they're not just for kids. So, and great to hear all about the Artemis Fowl series and indeed all your other writings. A true Wexford man. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Bobby. Had a great time.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on 103.2. on News Talk.